The Pirate and the Lioness, written by Imaginary Golux and read by K-Burb. This is a Goblin Emperor series fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Shaylan and Shaylan's wife, and is additionally tagged with alternate universe soulmates, first meetings, pirates, slaves, and rescue. Shaylan is born with her words already on her arm, though she cannot read them until she is 8, as they are not in Barra's Hais. Her mother and governess do not know what tongue they are in, but her tutor, when her father sends one, takes one look and says, "Those are Anvernais. We will begin to learn it tomorrow, if you wish." Shaylan does wish, and by the end of the year she knows her words say, "Thank you, warrior. We would enjoy that." Which means she's going to be a warrior when she grows up. 20 years later, she is a warrior of a sort, a pirate, according to many, and she wears the name with pride. Her glorious dragon has swooped down on yet another of the filthy slaving ships, which think they can cross the Shadowen Sea with impunity, and Shaylan cuts her way through the hatch and swings herself below. There are a dozen lion women chained up in the hold. Shaylan grins and flicks her ears at the largest of them, who is attempting to shield several smaller lion girls behind her bulk. "So, would you like to have a go at the bastards before we push them overboard?" Shaylan asks in Avernais, fishing her lockpicks out of her belt and gesturing for the lion woman to hold out her manacled hands. The lion woman's ears go straight up in shock, and then she starts to grin, baring very sharp teeth. "Thank you, warrior. We would enjoy that," she says, and Shaylan freezes with her lockpicks in her hands and stares up at the lion woman in rising glee. "'Tis thee," she breathes. The lion woman's ears twitch, and she raises a hand to touch Shaylan's cheek. "'Tis thee," she agrees. "Thou'rt shorter than I expected." Shaylan guffaws. Of course, her soulmate has a terrible sense of humor. "I am accounted quite tall for a goblin," she points out as she picks the manacle's simple lock. "Thou art a very pleasant size," her soulmate replies, shaking out her hands as the manacles fall away. "I am Vano." "I am Shaylan," Shaylan grins. "Let me free thy companions, and thou mayst come and have thy due vengeance on thy captors." Vano grins back. "I thank thee, Shaylan," she says warmly, and bends to kiss her, brief and sweet, before they turn together to free the other captives. The end.